Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ and entrusted to us the message of reconciliation. Alléluia. Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from that place. Many people followed him and cured them all, but he warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through Isaiah the prophet. Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight. I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory. In his name the Gentiles will hope. Gospel to the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Let us share his mission. He was not welcome everywhere, but he put his word into our mouth, so that wherever we go, we just witness him. Of course, at the same time, we share his destiny, not welcomed by people. That doesn't hurt us because we follow Jesus. We share his destiny. It's important. Jesus put his word in our mouth so that whatever we say is the word of God for our people. First thing first, we have to put in practice the word of God and entrust everything in the hand of the Lord. We need to always dependent on his love, nothing else. So let's start today, bring this love to our neighbor with simplicity, with trust. Jesus is with us. Thank you, Jesus, that you invited to share with you your word. Help us to live up your spirit, that always be an instrument of mutual love. There's a reason that you send the disciples two by two. We need to practice mutual love. And we believe, seek first the kingdom of God, and the rest will be given.